call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hey, 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 and we are back. Hello, world. This is AH3, and you are listening to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. This is episode 2, titled Unpacking While Packing. I was thinking about what I could share with you guys for a good while. You know what? Starting a podcast can be quite challenging. Even if you're an articulate person who knows how to write ideas, actually saying them on the flow has to be practiced and perfected. But I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that you're witnessing my evolution right now. Again, as I said before on the first episode, I have no idea where this is going to go, but it's happening for a reason. All right, so here we go. Unpacking while packing. I have a job in which I pack parcels for you wonderful people that buy all kinds of stuff online. Heavy stuff. Bulky stuff, stuff on top of stuff. I thank you for the opportunity. It is not a difficult job, but it can be quite tedious, and depending upon what comes in, a little strenuous. Still have to take care of myself, stay hydrated, make sure that I drink maybe some type of sports drink or something like that. But anyway, I wanted to address that to you. Unpacking while packing. How did I get to this job in the first place? Well, I want to say the last 2.5 years, I went through a down cycle in my life. I got hit by the trifecta. I lost a family member, which was my father. I spoke to you on episode 1 about that. And I lost a relationship. And I learned a lot about that. You'll probably hear a lot more about that as we go along. And because of that, or as a factor of those things, I also lost where I was in my career at the current time. Life just kind of peeled away a lot of stuff. And it was quite an ordeal. Fortunately, I had other friends and family to help keep me stabilized throughout the time. And I'll always remember them and thank them. And as I get into a position to give back, as I still am giving back right now. Anyway, most of my jobs in my life, especially my professional jobs, were more office, low maintenance, low manual jobs. And so there came a time where I had to balance out how I was being supported by my family, also with my skill sets and what I could do to help get myself back on my feet. And long story short, that's what happened. I ended up getting into that job position. It was completely different from my usual way of life. But I figured, hey, I'm a fairly physically big person. I can handle this. I've done manual things before. And also at the time, too, another job that I had was a work at home job. So it was more of sitting down, being at a computer a lot, and it kind of brought in a little bit too. But something within me told me to go and apply for this type of position. And lo and behold, I get the position. And to this day, I still have that position, although I work somewhere else as well, too. But once you learn the basics of that position, then what happens is you find yourself with 5, sometimes 6 hours of your body in a whole bunch of activity and organizing and putting things up, but your mind is available because you're not allowed to bring in music, you're not allowed to bring in your phone, you're not supposed to have those things with you. So all you have is your body doing repetitive work and your mind. And if you're a fairly introspective person such as I, what happens is your mind gets active because it's already naturally active. And so what is unpacking while you're packing? Unpacking is what I call going within and taking inventory of your life, where you are, what you're doing, taking inventory of both recent and past events and putting together the pieces and basically working with your subconscious in a way to adjust or accept or plan. Is basically organizing your life. It's defragmenting your life. And so what I've done with a manual job is I've found a way to turn that job into a session of what I would call active meditation. And I found it to be a fantastic aspect of my life. Because what I can literally do is ask myself, okay, what do I need to work on? What do I need to focus on so that I can continue to have a good flow and a good trajectory in my life? I'm not just letting something mentally or emotionally hang within me without some type of way of making it work for me. Whether it was an extremely happy experience, whether it was extremely low experience, whether it's something in limbo I don't feel like I can make moves on, it can get addressed. And what I've also found too was that when I ask that question, when I focus in as I'm handling those packages, what happens is sometimes it's not what I direct my mind to, it's what my mind brings up to me. So I get to marry my conscious with my subconscious. You may not be the person out there who wants to do an absolute manual job or something very tedious or something like that, but the takeaway to this is there should be a spot in your life. There should be a time in your life where you can gather your thoughts, gather the events in your life, gather whatever you need to gather in an environment that is a very low distraction, and start picking away and refining, picking up, setting aside, distributing what you need in order to refine your life. And once you get to that space where you could do that, especially when you can handle the emotional aspects of it, things that may be as light as an annoyance to as deep as a triggering trauma, you become a very powerful and clear person. You become so powerful that not only does your life clear out, but you may actually find solutions for other people. And if you could do that, if you could resonate your life within yourself and clear up some things, and then as well resonate out towards your environment, well, you start to create a very harmonious situation. You can't force people to listen to you, and you can't force people to unpack themselves, but you can always be an inspiration for them to do it. And again, just like you said, like I said in my first episode, if I could reach just one person by expressing my life, that's a powerful thing. And I still do truly underestimate it. I'm pretty sure there's something else that's awesome that's going to come. But yeah, that's basically it. Unpacking while unpacking. Another thing too is, prior to all of that breaking down, I had patterns and cycles in my life that was actually a little self-defeating. The job, career I had the money, had the hours, and I tend to have kind of a workaholic way about myself, even with the detailed or tedious work. I can still be working hard. I could pull a 60-hour shift easily. But what was happening was, in order to keep my focus, I was drinking a lot of energy drinks. Energy drinks are awesome. The sugar content of energy drinks, not so much. So I was making all this great money, had surplus in the house, but I was gaining weight. And that weight was one of the factors that affected my relationship as I look back into it. The sedativeness, you know, I'm getting this big old rotund Buddha belly. I'm having to take more time to sleep. When I'm not working, I don't really want to do anything. And you don't see it until you're out of it. So getting to this state to where not only do I have more of a mind-oriented position, but I also have a body-oriented position helps. And since I've gotten to that other position, doing manual work, moving 5-6 hours straight on my feet, body's changed. I've gotten to the point to where I'm not even really aching after a shift, and I can still actually go to the gym. So I look forward to more of this transformation that's going to happen. And now I've messed around and cut down on the energy drinks, and I start to pick up on these stevia-based drinks. They're fruit drinks, but they are stevia-based. So the sugar content is way cut down. And started drinking more water. And I also put in more fruit. And I want to say those ideas, those inspirations came from me taking out a section of my life, opening it up and then examining it while I was on that belt, or while I was on unpacking those items. So it all comes full circle. So I wanted to share that with you guys, and I hope and I know that it's going to help somebody out there. Go ahead. Unpack. Another way that I describe it is stare into the abyss. Stare into that dark, unknown place that you just have a certain apprehension or fear about, but you don't know exactly what's there. What's the worst gonna happen? You feel some emotions until that emotional spike goes down. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future self. Do it for the future connections you may have. Do it so that you can live your best life. So, all right, ladies and gents, that is episode 2. I hope you got something out of it. Let's see where episode 3 goes. I literally have no idea. I am building a podcast protocol so that I can make sure that I keep on track with a subject and I can pull as many takeaways out of it for both you and me. Oftentimes when I'm speaking with people, not only am I giving them enlightenment and understanding, I'm giving my damn self enlightenment and understanding. But I'm glad that you have enjoyed this moment with me. May you have a great day. May you be blessed. May you be more unpacked. And if you get triggered, may you come to clarity. All right. You all have a great and wonderful day. Until next time, this is AH3. Real talk with AH3. Bye-bye.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.